At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Art of the Donald joins us next. Chris Bedford, all ahead, 8 o'clock. WMAL News is now.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. Wildfires continue to burn out of control across California, leaving at least 10 people dead, hundreds injured, and dozens of buildings destroyed.
More than a dozen wildfires were burning in 8 counties up and down the state, according to Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott.
Most of these fires have limited or no containment. These are very rapidly burning fires.
One of those fires in Orange County, south of Los Angeles, where thousands were evacuated from their homes.
Everyone's in a state of panic, so it's kind of scary. Everyone started losing hope.
Both my best friends' houses, it's so hard to see if their houses just go down, and having to call them and tell them, like, your house is gone.
Dozens of homes were destroyed or damaged in the Anaheim area. I'm Dave Alford in Los Angeles.
The Washington region has appeared on many short lists as a serious contender for Amazon's coveted HQ2 and the 50,000 high-paying jobs that'll come with it. Well, now Fairfax and Loudoun counties are partnering in what they believe is the best location, some land across from Dulles Airport. It's the current site of the Center for Innovative Technology. Stuart Schwartz is with the Coalition for Smarter Growth.
We do hope that the CIT site becomes a more urban place, but it is a far cry from that at this point. And in the case of Tyson's, we already have a plan in place with 4 metro stations and a planned grid of streets.
In Montgomery County, the focus is on minimum wage jobs. A county council committee is making some big changes to the county's proposed minimum wage increase.
Instead of mandating the $15 an hour increase by 2020, the committee's voting 2-1 to push that back to 2022. Small businesses, now defined as 50 or fewer employees, would get until 2024. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says there could be problems if they move too fast.
There is a tipping point if you go too quickly. Otherwise, we'd be talking about $20 an hour, $30 an hour.
Those changes were first recommended by County Executive Ike Leggett, who vetoed the council's last version. He knows some on the full council, though, still want to move faster.
If for some reason they go a different direction, then I'm prepared to veto it again.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County Council is scheduled to vote today on rules for allowing people to rent out their properties.
It's not like residents in Montgomery County haven't already been using sites like Airbnb and HomeAway, but technically doing so has been illegal. Today, the goal is to get some guidelines in order. This is County Councilmember Nancy Flores.
I think we need to have a straightforward regulatory requirement for this stuff.
Today, the county council will vote on whether to make short-term rentals legal. Homeowners would be able to do so 90 days a year, and the maximum number of people allowed to stay overnight would be 6. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Nationals are facing possible elimination in the National League Division Series this afternoon.
The Washington Nationals have never won a postseason series, losing once when they were the Montreal Expos and 3 times in the last 5 years. In D.C. The Nats will have to win tonight in Chicago to buck that trend and force a winner-take-all Game 5 on Thursday. Otherwise, the National League will come down to the Cubs and Dodgers for the second straight year after L.A. finished off Arizona yesterday. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,761, the Nasdaq at 6580. Sports, the Nats have their backs to the wall for Game 4 with the Cubs this afternoon in Chicago. The Dodgers have won their series, so do the Astros. The Yankees and Indians go to a Game 5. Monday Night Football, Minnesota beats Chicago. NHL, the Caps lose in overtime. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's
not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky, buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66. Oh boy, I was giving you some good news in Manassas, or better news, that the crash is still confined to the shoulder again. 66 as you pass the second 234 business, 234. Now, beyond that, looks like VDOT and Cruz with the scene of a new accident. Before you get to 28 Centerville, they're blocked the right lane, so we have three lanes to the left getting by in Centerville. So a couple obstacles you're still dealing with here this morning for the commute, testing your patience. On Route 1, Woodbridge, that's been a tough go. They have the northbound lanes still closed, northbound Route 1, right before you get to Cardinal Drive. They tell me southbound lanes do get by, but northbound is the flow of the heavy commute for the rush hour. Around the Beltway we go to the Wilson Bridge backing near St. Barnabas Road. Better news on 295. I know it's slow, but DDOT and Cruz giving me the all clear as you head up toward the Naval Research Lab scene of the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry day today, warm, humid day. Doesn't feel like October 10th, that's for sure. Humidity up, temperatures up this morning. Patchy fog, cloud sun this afternoon. 86 degrees. The average high is 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight. The chance we'll get some rain tomorrow. Maybe some rumbles of thunder, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Centerville, 66 in Bethesda, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Investigators changed the timeline in the Las Vegas shootings. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Oh, a lot left to go here. We're coming up on WMAL. We've got Chris Bedford, the author of The Art of the Donald. He'll join us at 8:15. You're definitely going to want to hear that, because you want to figure out how to live your life like Donald Trump. This guy has documented it. And then at 8:35 this morning, we'll speak with Mark Obenshain, a Virginia State Senator, who kept track of that debate last night between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. He got a little testy. We'll talk about it at 8:35. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning, Vince. So the shooting in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay, that happened on October 1st, we, of course, all remember that. And the timeline, we were told around 10:05 p.m. Local time was when Stephen Paddock fired his first shots out of the Mandalay Bay onto that country concert, the Highway Route 91 concert, Route 91 Harvest Festival that was being played right outside the Mandalay Bay. And at 10:12, the first two officers arrived on the 31st floor. He was on the 32nd, and they announced the gunfire is coming from directly above them. 2 minutes after that, at 10:14, we hear about the security guard, Jesus Campos, who approached the shooter's room, Stephen Paddock's room, and he is shot. We know 200 rounds were fired. He was shot, and we assumed it was because Stephen Paddock saw him coming because he had cameras outside of his room, right? So he knew that they were on to him. They knew where he was. He shoots the security guard, and then we know that he puts one of the guns in his mouth, shoots himself, commits suicide, and dies. Well, a minute after the guard is shot at 10:14, 10:15, the last shots are fired from the room, and they assume, again, due to Campos's intervention. At 10:17, the first two officers arrive on the 32nd floor. 10:18, Campos, the security guard, tells the cops he was shot, gives them the exact location of the suspect's room. And then we know what happens from there. They blow the door off. Well, we found out yesterday from the sheriff, that's not exactly what happened. Now we find out that at 9:59, 6 minutes before Paddock started shooting out those windows, The security guard approached his room. Apparently, one of the doors he had messed with set off an alarm that one of the doors was open in one of the hotel rooms, that one of the doors was open. And it sets off an alarm, apparently, or some door nearby. So maybe it was the door to the stairwell was open. So he's going to investigate this. He is shot at and injured. And he immediately notifies hotel security. So it was 6 minutes before. Then he starts 6 minutes later firing the shots at the concert goers. And then the two officers arrive at 10:12. The last shots are fired at 10:15. So this guy showing up, the security guard showing up at his room, had nothing to do with him ending the shooting. So we don't know why he stopped shooting. We have no idea why he stopped shooting.
Suddenly, one of the things that we should have had the most clarity on, the order of events here, is now become kind of confusing. Minutes before he began firing on the crowd, he shot a security guard in the leg. The same security guard, as you said, Mary, that we thought had been actually had brought this to a conclusion somehow. So it's all very confusing. And also, remember, he has the wherewithal to actually speak to the cops when they arrive on the floor, giving them the all-access card, giving them the ability to clear the rooms, giving them ability to, and telling them where the shooter is. All of that, he's able to provide information. So if he was conscious, if he's able to provide that information, what happened in those intervening minutes after he's shot in the leg and nothing else happens? Does he not carry a radio on him? Does he not have some sort of ability to communicate with other security staff in the building? This has presented some very interesting, tough questions to this timeline.
There's a 16-minute gap between the security guard, Jose Campos, being hit and the shooter, Stephen Paddock, stopping shooting. 16 minutes. And it was 20 minutes between the security guard reporting that he was hit. So he did radio security and say, I was shot at and I was hit, to the police arriving on the 32nd floor. A 20-minute gap. So something doesn't add up here. There is either some kind of breakdown in communication, but there's something that just doesn't add up. And now the question is, why did he stop shooting? If he shot the security guard at 9:59 and then 6 minutes later started shooting on the concert goers, he clearly wasn't concerned about the cops coming up to the room because he gave 6 minutes before he started shooting. And then for whatever reason, he stopped shooting nine to 10 minutes later. So why? So now we don't know why he stopped shooting. Why didn't he continue? Was he going to make his escape? Is that what it was? Did he stop shooting so that he could go make his escape?
And also, here's the other thing. They say that he fired 200 rounds into the hallway. 200 rounds. That's the story, remember?
Right.
That suggests that If it was all concurrent to the fact that he shot the security guard, who, by the way, he shoots through the door because he sees him in the camera, and he fires 200 rounds, and then there's a six-minute pause before he begins firing out into the crowd, what is going on in the hotel?
Right.
What is has no one heard this? Has no one? This is an amazing new revelation. And really kind of flips on its head the timeline that we'd earlier been given by the Las Vegas Police Department and its Sheriff Lombardo, so now we find out this, that the security guard was shot a full 6 minutes before the shooting started taking place outside of the hotel. Amazing new stuff here.
And we also, this security guard, remember, was credited with raising it. Now, first of all, 200 rounds through the door. Right, 200 rounds. He was only shot once in the leg. Okay. That's the luck with you. Let me tell you, don't buy a lottery ticket, dude, because you've won it already. But
I always found that amazing.
Wasn't he credited, though, with raising the alarm and clearing people out of rooms? I remember that being part of the story. I thought that this security guard was credited with that, so apparently none of that happened.
Well, he was supposedly in the hallway when the cops arrived, gave them the all-access card, and then helped them in the process of being, where to go and how to navigate that hallway. But this again provides a bunch of new questions. And the other is that, remember, there was somebody who was below, a floor below, who had heard this shooting and was able to tell authorities that the shooting was happening one floor up. Mm-hmm. This was, I think, a resident. So this is kind of an amazing thing that, again, that there would be a 6-minute gap between all of those rounds supposedly being fired. One wonders if he didn't instead turn, if, say, fire a single shot through the door, hit him in the leg, and then later fire those extra 199 shots into the hallway sometime.
Also, the original date of check-in that they thought he had checked into the Mandalay Bay paddock had checked in was September 28th. They now believe he checked in on September 25th. How do they not know when he checked into the hotel? Like, I would think they would know. He also said investigators had compiled 200 instances, sightings of paddock moving around Las Vegas before the attack, but in every sighting he was alone. He had also started drilling a hole next to the door of his suite, but the drilling apparently was not completed and they're not sure what the hole was for.
Unbelievable. They didn't even know how long he was in the hotel.
No.
Now we're finding out it's 3 extra days?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway, it's shocking as it is. Forget just finding out about his profile. Just establishing that night's timeline, more details are still coming out, and we'll track them as we get them. Coming up next, by the way, we've got Chris Bedford. You want to stay tuned for this? Literally, the President of the United States just tweeted about him, so we're glad to have him. He's our guest. Up next here, it's 8:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Woodbridge, alert, alert, alert. You need to use Interstate 95 because they still have Route 1 shut down. Northbound, Route 1 is closed before you get to the intersection where one side is Cardinal Drive, the other side's in the Neabsco Road. Nobody is getting by, and everyone's trying to find an artery to get off of Route 1, so seeing a lot of these side roads really getting bogged down. Port Potomac Avenue, and then for those of you who are trying to go north from there to try to join the Neabsco Road, just a lot of patience will be needed. Now, if you are on Interstate 95, here's the skinny. Northbound, we have the volume through Stafford and Aquia, and then you're good through Woodbridge, so it's definitely a great option for you. Next set of delays on 95 will be as you merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway. 66, our second crash of the morning, unfortunately, in Centerville, eastbound 66, as you come up to the exit 28 Centerville. 270, it's about a lot of volume. Continuing through Urbana down toward the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, sun and clouds mixed today, a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. And then tomorrow, rain, thunder possible, high of 74. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 72 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of October, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
Okay. Man, I'm really pumped about a number of things right now. One of them is just the fact that we get to interview Christopher Bedford. He's the author of The Art of the Donald. He's also the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation, a longtime colleague here for me. His new book, The Art of the Donald, is out today. You can buy it literally everywhere. Chris Bedford, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Dude, I got to tell you, this conversation, I would tell you in person, but I can't because we're on the radio now. But congratulations, the President of the United States just tweeted your book.
That is great news. That is real news, too.
Yeah, that is real news. Genuine real news. So congratulations on that. That's a nice big bump. But let's talk about it. So you've written a book called The Art of the Donald, and you're exploring what you say on the cover here, Lessons from America's Philosopher-in-Chief. I think a lot of his critics would shudder to hear you call him a philosopher. Why do you say that?
Well, and a lot of his critics have been dead wrong the whole time. And one of the reasons I wanted to write this is because, you know, the folks with you guys, the folks at the Daily Caller, are some of the few journalists, politicians, politicos, anyone in that set that have taken Donald Trump seriously and taken him at his word. And here's a guy who was disrespected when he started off in business in New York, and he had some money, but not Manhattan money. He had outer borough money. And then he was disrespected in local New York politics by Mayor Ed Koch, which is kind of what drew him into that, over the whole Wollman Rink scandal and the rebuilding of that. He was disrespected by the media, disrespected in the entertainment industry, and he ends up becoming, basically achieving all of his goals. He becomes the most famous person on the planet without having any noticeable acting or singing skills, although he has sung a few times. And he became the President of the United States and the leader of the Republican Party. And I think if journalists and politicos and a lot of other pundits would take a look at him and say, hey, maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's doing something right. Maybe it's just not our old rule book that we were going by. Then maybe the newspaper industry wouldn't be losing so much money because the American people would take them more seriously.
So in some ways, he's sort of got the same problem that average Americans do, which is confronting the arrogant elitism of people who are judging him. And I think a lot of his voters kind of feel the same way, like, this is nonsense. Stop telling me how to live my life. And I know what kind of country I live in and what I prefer it to be.
Yeah, and so people might wonder, how are my problems the same as a multimillionaire or billionaire president of the U.S. who's got to deal with North Korea? But just like you said, every one of us in our day-to-day life confronts the kind of issues of people underestimating us, or people who are self-important, who think that they know better than you, or rules that are stupid that maybe should be broken, or in business place, maybe a competitor, just like Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton, who has every single one of the resources you allegedly need to win, and they have way more than you do. How do you beat them? You can't beat David bringing a sword to fight Goliath. You got to come with a slingshot and break the rules.
So let me ask you, we have often said here that it's almost like President Trump is playing 4D chess. And we sit here and question some of the stuff that he does, but in the end, it always proves to be so far ahead of where we were in our thinking. Is that something that someone can learn, or is that something that is a gift and you have it or you don't?
So there's definitely some of that that comes from the gut, and I think that President Trump has brought a lot of that from his gut instincts, but he's also come at it from dealing with a hand down. There are definitely real lessons that Americans can learn from this, even if they haven't really been acknowledging or following this kind of track their whole life. Now, you don't want to go online and on Twitter and say, my boss is stupid, or attack somebody like that, because maybe you don't have the resources that Trump does. But you can go around him and maybe not always attack the opponent the same way. Look at the things around you. Don't do a forward assault on your boss when you know there's a problem, or on a competitor when you know there's a problem. Maybe go around. Realize that not everyone who says that you need them, you actually need them. You don't actually need a lot of those people. Realize that a lot of the folks giving you advice, even good friends, could absolutely be wrong. Always look at what they have in interest. And in that way, and especially by reading this book, I think you can really learn how the lessons of Donald Trump can affect you and your life.
Yeah, there are 30 specific rules you give and talk about. A lot of it reflects on just like self-reliance and determination and not giving into the haters. All of that in this great new book, The Art of the Donald. And by the way, it has an awesome, awesome cover. It's like blue snakeskin. It's one of the coolest covers I've ever seen. I want to ask you kind of about the philosophies of Donald Trump and how they apply today. There's a current debate that is raging on with the NFL as they grapple with these national anthem protests. And even people like ESPN Stephen A. Smith coming out and saying, look, Donald Trump is winning this debate. When you assess the national anthem debate and the president going after the NFL, why is he winning the debate?
Well, it kind of comes down to chapter 4 of the book, Get Your Message Out. And the rules that are in that are to own the narrative by attack, attack, attack. It's an old Roger Stone rule. To redefine things on your terms. And the journalists are tools. You should use them. And the final lesson of that chapter is to keep your message simple. He's done all of those things. The media and the people who don't ever watch football, they don't really care about football. They don't really understand Donald Trump's voters. They thought that they finally had him, these elites. And they say, oh man, Donald Trump's gone up against the NFL. His fans like football. Therefore, he is literally done here. He's not done here because he quickly attacked, did not apologize, and turned it, I think, correctly, very correctly, into a debate about the American flag. He realized that when those players are kneeling, they're not standing up for some perceived injustice. They're saying that this flag represents a country that's so unjust that I won't stand for it. And I'm going to take a knee. And when the media, who are tools, they thought they had him there, he was able to use them to get this elitist message out. And the average American looks at that and says, hey, I love football. That's my Sunday ritual. But I love this flag, and there's no way I'm standing against it.
And very quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left here, can the president teach the Republicans how to control the message the way he does? Because it's something they're awful at.
I think he could. And not all of them can do it, though. Remember, you saw Marco Rubio at the end of the campaign. He tried joking around like Donald Trump does. One of the keys to this, and it's in the last chapter of the book, is to be confident in yourself, to be the kind of person you are. Don't roll up your cuffs to try and look like a working-class guy. Walk into the diner with a full Italian suit and a Donald Trump hat on and know that you're comfortable in your own skin, and people will respect that. And if Republicans can't be comfortable in their own skin and just go back to the consultants, they won't be able to mimic this.
Well, this is Chris Bedford, a guy I've always known to be comfortable in his own skin, with a great new book, The Art of the Donald, available literally everywhere. Go out and buy 10 copies. It's Chris Bedford. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
8:24 here on WMAL.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Well, I have some great news for you. My dentists, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, have your solution with HiBridge. HiBridge is a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. You can smile confidently knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth should. And I have a neighbor who did this. She loves it. She's so happy. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are the best, so I encourage you to learn from them about how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you to enjoy the food you love. Attend their free HiBridge Dental Implant Seminar. It's free. It's at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It is Monday, October 16th, and they'll help you understand your dental options. Again, free. Just go and find out. Seating is limited, though, so call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. Oh boy, and for everywhere, where to begin? Toll Road as you come off of the Greenway. That's where you have delays almost back to 606 for Greenway commuters. This is to merge onto the Toll Road through Herndon and Reston due to an earlier crash past the Fairfax County Parkway. You might still see some of that activity on the shoulder. 66, we're jammed Manassas towards Centerville. Second crash was before 28th Centerville out of the right lane now. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and up toward Nutley Street. Annandale, Thacklick Road. A stretch of this is closed between Little River Turnpike and John Marr Drive due to a water main break until further notice. I'm not given any time yet of when that's going to reopen. So coming north on Thacklick Road, I see a lot of you sitting in these delays. And then John Marr Drive with the bailout traffic. Route 1 in Woodbridge, not a good option. Shut down northbound before you get to Cardinal Drive. Sticking with Interstate 95, definitely in your best interest. I know a lot of you are stuck in these backups. Watch for the detour up ahead. Heading into town in on BW Parkway as you merge to New York Kenilworth Avenue. Reports of a crash right in that stretch. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with drug or alcohol problems? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, unseasonably humid weather continuing yesterday all the way to 86. Today, 86. Some patchy fog this morning and then a cloud-sun mix. We'll see some showers, some rain come back, especially by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right, I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer, 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong-arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. or click VirginiaFamilyChiropractic.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Ed Gillespie, Ralph Northam go head-to-head in the last debate of this season. Find out how they did here in a moment. We'll be joined by Mark Obenchain, Virginia State Senator, to give us all the rundowns. 8:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. At least 10 people have been killed, more than 100 injured in out-of-control wildfires across California. Vice President Mike Pence told residents the administration's with them.
The federal government stands ready to provide any and all assistance to the state of California as your courageous firefighters and first responders confront this widening challenge.
Hundreds of homes have been destroyed in those fires. Authorities have made a significant change in the timeline of the Las Vegas mass shooting.
Up until now, our information was that the gunman on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel was firing on this crowd of 22,000 innocent concert goers. And then he turned his gunfire to the security guard. So shooting the crowd first, then turns to the security guard, and that diverts the gunfire from the crowd to the security guard. The information we're getting from the sheriff is that the security guard, Jesus Campos, was shot first.
Correspondent Young Law. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's mobilizing state law enforcement resources to help Lubbock and Texas Tech University police investigate the fatal shooting of a campus police officer. University officials say a 19-year-old Tech student, now in custody, is suspected of killing the officer last night at campus police headquarters. Two Northern Virginia counties are settling in on what they believe is the best place for a new Amazon headquarters, a plot of land just across from Dulles Airport. Sources confirmed to WMAL that both boards of supervisors in Fairfax and Loudoun counties, along with the state, have now coalesced around the current site of the Center for Innovative Technology across Sully Road from Dulles. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,761, the Nasdaq at 6580. Sports sponsored by TheraWorks. The Nationals try to keep their postseason alive this afternoon in NLDS Game 4 against the Cubs. The Dodgers advance to the NLCS. The Astros go to the ALCS. Yankees-Indians go to a Game 5. NHL, the Caps lose. Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
So have you ever heard of a business that considers you a client for life, even after you no longer need to pay for their services? Well, with EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's exactly what you can expect. Larry O'Connor here, and once you hit your ideal body comp numbers, your empowered weight, you can go back for free forever. One of the hardest parts of weight loss is keeping the weight off for life. There are tons of companies that help you lose weight, but they don't give you the tools to stay on track once you complete their plan. With EMP 180 Weight Loss, you can continue to get your body comp measured, to ask questions, and to feel supported because they'll never abandon you. Now that I've lost the weight, I now look to the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss to get nutritional advice when I'm training for a race. I can pick up the phone or pop in. Their advice and support has been invaluable. They are the standard of weight loss in the D.C. area. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, let's begin first to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road with delays. And then in Forestville, the crash is on the outer loop just as you pass Route 4. Congested each way south of 50, John Hanson Highway. And then we have our topside delays. College Park, Silver Spring, Old Georgetown Road, and pretty much now off and on to cross the Legion Bridge. So we are quite in the thick of it, to say the least. Now, let's go Virginia, where we still have a closure on Route 1 in Woodbridge. Northbound side is shut down before you can get to the intersection, or one side is Cardinal Drive, the other side Neabsco Road. So northbound Route 1 closed. Interstate 95, a much better option. Now, west of 95, have a stretch of, it looks like Alban Road is going to be closed right near Rolling Road, and that's closed for an indefinite period of time due to a crash. A water main break in Annandale closes Backlick Road between Little River Turnpike and John Marr Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud sunshine with patchy fog early, and then that 86 this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms late. Wednesday, grab the rain gear. Rain, rumbles of thunder, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Manassas, 66 in Olney, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
As the people should be choosing our representatives rather than politicians choosing their voters. And that's the way the system is now. It's called gerrymandering, and it needs to stop. So I have told anybody that is willing to listen, and I hope you're listening tonight, I will not sign a map. In 2021, we draw our lines every 10 years. I will not sign a map.
Well, I hear a lot of great talk, but it sounds to me like a lot of politics where we've got somebody talking about the need to do something about this, but at the same time, a record of accepting money from a super PAC dedicated to preserving and winning control for Democrats of redistricting here in Virginia, and having voted for a redistricting map that was an incumbent protection plan when he was in the General Assembly.
All right, that might not sound like it, but there were some, you know, tough moments last night in the debate between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. That's about as fever-pitched as either of those gentlemen get, by the way. But Mark Obenshain is a Virginia State Senator. He was in attendance last night watching all of this, Republican, cheering on Ed Gillespie. What'd you think, Mark?
Hey, Vince, it was great. You know, the media coverage has been fair and neutral, which means that Ed Gillespie cleaned the floor with Ralph Northam last night.
That's how you assess it. If everything seems even, then it's probably the Republican who won. So, you know, normally in these debates, we've seen Ralph Northam try and make a giant issue out of President Trump, basically tying Ed to that. We saw less of that last night, but these guys really did get into the issues.
Well, yeah. You know, Ralph Northam has been throwing stones at Ed Gillespie on the issues, but hadn't come forward with a single real policy initiative of his own. And to hear him talk about redistricting last night was just rich. I mean, he talks about wanting the people to choose the next governor while, you know, he's going and courting Michael Bloomberg and George Soros. You know, those aren't the people I want picking our next governor. I want the people of Virginia. And Ralph refused to air his ideas to people across Virginia, only agreed to three debates, none of which got real statewide coverage, and they're over. So, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. We really do deserve a more thorough airing of these issues, and Ed wanted to have 10 debates so everybody in Virginia could hear where these guys stand.
This debate was held in the southwestern part of the state where President Trump did very, very well. Ed is behind in the polls. Was it a mistake to not bring up the president last night, not mention that the president tweeted his support for him while you're in Trump country, the Trump part of the state that supported him in order to get their support?
Look, you know, I think Ralph Northam is going to make it very clear that the president supports Ed Gillespie. And you know, I think that that's been the strategy from day one. I think the people in Southwest Virginia know it. And quite frankly, Washington Post polls have been very one-sided. And, you know, I put very little faith in them. You know, I think that this race, everything I've seen, and I've seen a lot of the internal polling, and everything I see indicates this is neck and neck. And Ed's going to do very well in Southwest Virginia.
I was struck last night, Senator, by a moment when Ed Gillespie there was a part where the two candidates can offer questions to each other. And Ed had asked the lieutenant governor whether or not in the event a sanctuary city pops up in Virginia, whether he'd be willing to put it down officially. And my take on that was that he was very squirrely on answering that question. How did you perceive Ralph Northam's answer to questions about sanctuary cities?
Well, of course he was squirrely about answering that question. He's in Southwest Virginia, where he knows that sanctuary cities are very unpopular. And frankly, anywhere you go in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I think the lion's share of the folks believe that we have to have respect for the rule of law. Plus, Ralph is on the record as having cast a deciding vote against a bill that would have essentially banned sanctuary cities in Virginia. So, you know, Ralph's got on that and so many other issues, pipeline, so many other issues. I mean, he's between the proverbial rock and hard place.
You know, of course, Ed Gillespie making a big deal out of MS-13 lately and his advertising and illegal immigration. If you were advising Ed today, you can do it even this morning, what are you suggesting that he keeps focusing on if he's going to close the gap, even if these polls aren't quite right?
Well, I think that Ed's doing a great job of carrying a message to Virginians that we need to get the economy rolling again. Being 49th out of 50 and among the states in job creation is not good enough. Northern Virginians are trading in, have been trading in, really great high-paying jobs for medium-paying jobs. And we need an economic developer as governor. Ralph Northam has been somebody who hadn't shown up for the vast majority of the Virginia Economic Development Partnership meetings. We need somebody with fresh ideas. And Ed has been talking about his ideas before anybody who'll listen all over Virginia. Ralph has, I don't know where he's been, but he hadn't been talking to Virginians.
And was there anything that they actually agreed on?
They love Virginia. And I don't question Ralph's commitment to Virginia. I just think that Ralph, if you asked him in a moment of candor, I don't know that he knows why he's running for governor. I certainly hadn't demonstrated it. But I think that there is a vast difference between these candidates in terms of their level of the thought that
yes.
they put into policy initiatives, and I think more discussion of that and more debate across Virginia would be a good thing and would allow more Virginians to actually have an informed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Senator. It sounds like you're voting for Ed Gillespie based on your assessment this morning. Appreciate that. Ed, thanks very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
8:43 now on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out.
For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Cain, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new, groundbreaking, tax-lien investment kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
Well, 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we're still very busy around the area. New York Avenue, let's start coming outbound out of the 3rd Street Tunnel where we had the earlier crash, trying to get everything there to the shoulder that's going to be outbound before you get toward North Capitol Street, inbound with heavy delays to get you on by, checking it out. We're slow inside the 3rd Street Tunnel the entire length as you come off of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway each direction. Now, Beltway, a little bit better news here. Forestville, outer loop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, crash to the shoulder. Starting to see some improvement to the Wilson Bridge as far as where the backups begin near 210. Virginia, we've had a number of problems this morning. Annandale, closed because of a water main break. Backlick Road between 236, Little River Turnpike, and John Marr Drive. And to note, 236 is open. You'll just see everything coned off when you head past there. Watch for the detours. Now, in Woodbridge, northbound Route 1 remains closed before Cardinal Drive with a crash cleanup. Southbound open. And now in Springfield, Alban Road, north of Rolling Road, shut down until an indefinite period of time until further notice due to accident reconstruction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, unseasonably humid weather continuing yesterday all the way to 86. Today, 86. Some patchy fog this morning and then a cloud-sun mix. We'll see some showers, some rain come back, especially by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
I want to bring your attention to something that is really important. And it's about Marsha Blackburn, which is to say this, the senator posted an ad to Twitter, and that advertisement is just an announcement ad. I want to play part of it for you. This is Marsha Blackburn's announcement. Listen to this.
I know the left calls me a wing nut or a knuckle-dragging conservative, and you know what? I say, that's all right. Bring it on. I'm 100% pro-life. I fought Planned Parenthood, and we stopped the sale of baby body parts, thank God. I shoot skeet, have a concealed carry permit for the gun that I do pack in my purse. I believe our government spends too much, grows too much, and is bankrupting our children's future.
So the congresswoman is running for Senate. That's her announcement ad. And the problem line in that video, the small portion that we played for you, is apparently that she, quote, stopped the sale of baby body parts. A Twitter rep told her vendors on Monday that that statement was, quote, deemed an inflammatory statement that is likely to evoke a strong negative reaction. And she is no longer allowed to advertise on Twitter with that ad unless she pulls the line.
Isn't a strong negative reaction the point of a political advertisement or any advertisement, right? A strong reaction one way or the other. Isn't that the ultimate point of advertising?
Isn't a strong negative reaction the only thing that happens on Twitter?
Yeah.
Like, what do they think their platform is for?
Snark. Snark also.
Yeah, everyone's just angry at each other. But anyway, so just because a U.S. congresswoman decides to run an ad that includes a line about how she tried to stop the sale of baby body parts. Remember, this was in reaction to those live action videos where they were able to go in and investigate whether or not abortion industry people were selling off fetal body parts. So they launched an investigation in Congress of which she was a part, and she's proud of that. And she includes this in this video announcing her run for Senate. And now Twitter's saying, you can't include that. You actually have to censor that sentence, and then we'll approve your advertising. Really? What? Is that not one of... I mean, let's be honest about this. Is that not a scary degree of power that a tech company can wield over its users?
Well, of course, but it's been scary, and this Twitter has been censoring for a while. This is nothing new. We hear complaints over and over again about Twitter censoring mainly conservatives. They when something that someone from the left posts that's considered inflammatory or evokes a strong negative reaction, they'll say, "Well, freedom of speech." So it's the double standard.
Marsha Blackburn is taking to Twitter. She's urging her supporters to repost the video and join her in, quote, standing up to Silicon Valley. 8:51 here on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Who are the children most likely to be bullied by their own friends? Want to take a guess? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Before I give you the answer to this question, let me tell you the percentage of obese kids in this country has more than tripled over the last few decades. You'd think that might start to normalize being overweight, but it really hasn't. Two new really interesting studies, one out of the Netherlands, the other out of Duke University, found that overweight kids are more likely to have frenemies. Those are peers who act like friends to their face and enemies behind their back. In many cases, weight bias is implicit and baked in from a pretty young age. The worst part about it, stigma and bullying rarely spur an overweight child to lose weight. In most cases, the problem just gets worse. And what these kids need is a good friend, mentor, and a boost of self-esteem. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
This is what American energy sounds like. Like a country hard at work. Like a nation with the resourcefulness, ingenuity, and grit to get the job done against all odds and beyond measure. As America's third largest capital investor in 2016, and with more than $40 billion in new infrastructure investments planned through 2020, we're creating thousands of high-paying American jobs. NextEra Energy is helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Have you had type 2 diabetes for 10 years or more? If you have been diagnosed with kidney disease, have been told you have high protein levels in your urine, or have been told by your doctor that you are at risk for diabetic kidney disease, and you are receiving treatment for high blood pressure, you may want to consider the Fidelio DKD and Figaro DKD clinical research studies. These studies are recruiting patients with diabetes and kidney disease to evaluate whether adding an investigational medication to regular treatment may be safe and effective to slow the progression of kidney disease and reduce cardiovascular complications such as heart disease or stroke. There are certain eligibility criteria that you must meet to participate. To learn more, call 866-488-7425 or visit radio.dkdstudies.com. Again, that's 866-488-7425 or visit radio.dkdstudies.com.
855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still a lot going on, but let me give you a couple of the closures that will be in effect until further notice. First, let's begin in the Springfield area. Albin Road, north of Rolling Road, for a crash under investigation and reconstruction. So definitely want to avoid that area. Again, Albin, north of Rolling Road. Elsewhere, we're dealing with Woodbridge area, northbound on Route 1. As you come up to Cardinal Drive, that's still closed. And a water main break in Annandale. Backlick Road shut down between 236 and John Marr Drive. Now, for the rest of the rush hour, yes, we are just jammed. George Washington Parkway, 395, 270 still out of Clarksburg and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Update is sponsored by Ticked. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. That's visit TIKD.com today. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry day today, warm, humid day. Doesn't feel like October 10th, that's for sure. Humidity up, temperatures up this morning. Patchy fog, cloud, sun this afternoon. 86 degrees. The average high is 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight. Good chance we'll get some rain tomorrow. Maybe some rumbles of thunder, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, Reagan National, 75 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower.
to lowest.
Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference at Long Fence.
Well, that's it, Mary.
Did you quit?
Goodbye.
You're coming back? No, you're coming back tomorrow?
Are you kidding? I'm going to stay here because tomorrow's show is so good, I can't leave the studio. We have Cal Thomas, we have Newt Gingrich, and we have Virginia delegate Tim Hugo all joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Wow, and right now, we have Chris Plant. I mean, does it get any better than
Indeed.
This?
Indeed. Why wouldn't I stay for this?
You got a whole bunch of people on the show. I'm going to have to tune in and listen very carefully. I think I might DVR it. Can I DVR it? Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, ESPN with Jamil Hill and all this stuff and a suspension and everybody's a racist and we're all at war with one another. Stephen A. Smith says President Trump is winning this NFL battle in the culture war. What say you?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.